It's an inescapable realization. By now, almost everybody paying attention has come to realize that the Western countries or the Western globalists want to start World War III. They are desperate to start it, but a lot of people don't understand why. They mistakenly think that, oh, no one wants nuclear war, everybody loses. That's not true. The Western globalists want nuclear war for the reasons that I'm about to describe here. Number one, humanity, from their point of view, is nearly obsolete. The rise of the robots is here. And as I just covered in my podcast, the NVIDIA chip maker, whose microchips are used for most AI, you know, training and programming and inference and so on, they've rolled out the Digital Earth Simulator, which is called the Omniverse. And it's a virtual training ground where algorithms can be developed for physical robotic AI. In other words, you can build a virtual robot in this Digital Earth Simulator, which is, it has precision down to the centimeter of the entire planet, and it follows the laws of physics and gravity and everything, except the time is sped up by factors of billions. So time moves billions of times faster inside the simulation. And what it allows algorithms to do is to self-iterate and evolve and do permutations and testing of algorithms of behavior models to find out which behavior model algorithms can most effectively allow robots to function in the real 3D physical world. To function as what, you ask? Well, to function as soldiers, to function as surgeons, to function as agricultural workers, warehouse workers, truck drivers, you know, school teachers, psychologists, you know, whatever, nursing home workers, you name it. So we're on the verge of a massive robotic takeover of humanity. Most humans will be obsolete within 5 years. You know, in terms of their physical labor and output. This is the point of view of the globalists. I'm not saying that humanity has no purpose, but that's the way they look at humanity. That's why they call you a human resource. Every corporation has a human resources department. You're just a resource. You're a resource like copper, like aluminum, like, you know, solar energy, like oil. You're just a resource to them. And they don't need you anymore. So they don't need human beings any longer. Most humans, anyway, they need a few people still around to take care of, you know, programming the robots and what have you. But they don't need most human beings, and so they need a really convenient way to eliminate billions of people. They tried the COVID jabs. They tried it. They built a bioweapon. They completely controlled the corporate media to terrify everybody into getting the jabs. The jabs were weaponized. They killed at least 20 million people around the world. That number is probably much higher by now. Killed at least 1 million Americans. But they did not achieve the death rates, at least not yet. People are still dying from them. But it hasn't achieved the death rates that the globalists wanted. I think, frankly, I think their COVID jab depopulation effort failed. And I think it's because they misunderstood the resilience of human survival and how the immune system really functions, and also the widespread knowledge of quercetin and zinc and vitamin D and the widespread use of ivermectin and so on. It just really thwarted the entire depopulation agenda. And that's why they rolled out all that censorship, by the way. If you promoted ivermectin, you were banned, you were demonetized, you were blacklisted. If you didn't take the jab, you know, you lost your job, you couldn't fly. You had your medical license yanked if you were a doctor. I mean, they went all out. Total globalist control, Bill Gates at the top, all of it. But they failed. So now they have to resort to something more violent, more direct. They always need a scapegoat, though. So, of course, they're going to blame Russia. And you've heard this narrative that Russia's like unprovoked war of aggression against Ukraine. Unprovoked war of aggression? Really? You mean all those promises made by NATO that we won't expand to the east one inch all these promises made by Brent Scowcroft and all these other officials back in the day in the 1990s and the Minsk Accords and all that. The West broke all the promises, and the West kept advancing to the East across Europe. And then we ran a coup in Ukraine. We installed a president that was friendly to the West. You know, Victoria Nuland was caught on audio with the phone call, just basically choosing the new president, choosing the new people. That was in 2014. And then Zelensky comes in a few years later. Zelensky's a puppet of the West. The whole thing was a provocation of Russia. It was all designed to provoke Russia. And of course, the Western press completely lies about all of this. So now, here we are at this moment where Putin says, we don't want a nuclear war. And the West says, oh, but we do. And we're going to provoke you into a nuclear war. We're going to fire the Storm Shadow missiles. We're going to fire the Scalp cruise missiles. We're going to fire the Attackums until you fight back. You know, it's like the West keeps punching Russia with longer range missiles. And now they're talking about providing nuclear weapons to Ukraine. This is all designed to provoke Russia into a response that the West hopes they can escalate into a nuclear exchange. This is their last shot at it, by the way. And the reason this is so critical to the Western leaders is abundantly obvious. They need a war not only to achieve depopulation, but also to cover up their crimes, to cover up all their financial crimes. For example, Ukraine has been used as a money laundering hub for the Democrat Party. This just came out. One of the high-level minister officials of Poland came out and said, yep, Ukraine was a giant money laundering hub. Half the aid that went to Ukraine, actually he said more than half, was just laundered back to the Democrats as illegal campaign contributions and kickbacks and payoffs to members of Congress, members of the State Department, members of the Senate, a massive money laundering operation. Everybody got paid off, usually in Bitcoin, sometimes probably in gold, but mostly just Bitcoin because that's easy to transfer. Everybody got paid off. That, you know, $150 billion or whatever was sent to Ukraine, very little of that actually went to the Ukraine military. The majority of it, you know, got extracted. All right. So the West doesn't want Ukraine to fall for a number of reasons. That's one of them. There are also bioweapons labs in Ukraine. But most importantly, the West wants nuclear war to reset the debt, to destroy their evidence of criminality and money laundering, to destroy their evidence of bioweapons development, which was COVID and the COVID vaccines. Basically, Western leaders, they know that with Trump coming into office, a lot of these Western leaders are going to prison because they are criminals and they desperately need to cover their tracks. Well, a nuclear war, if they can convince Putin to nuke U.S. cities, this solves all their problems because, you know, they're crazy sociopathic lunatics, but this solves all their problems. Well, the debt is completely reset, total banking collapse. Well, it's not our fault. Russia did it. All the evidence of their crimes is covered up. Trump might even be prevented from taking office if they can make this happen before January 20th. And then they can declare a state of war. They can suspend the Constitution. They can roll out martial law. They can carry out gun confiscation. They can control the press by saying, we're in a state of war. We can't have anybody publishing anything that insults the government. We're in a state of war. So they can crack down on free speech, all of it. A nuclear war gives the current regime everything that they need to stay in power and cover the tracks and continue the money laundering and kind of reset history, in a sense, too. So that's why they're pushing for it. So don't make the mistake of thinking that their motivation is to avoid nuclear war because everybody loses. Nope, not everybody loses. These globalists, they've got deep underground bunkers. They've got food supplies. They've got ammo. They've got, you know, medical supplies. They've got all their stuff ready to go. And you don't, you know, I mean, most people don't. So the masses of people will be dead in huge numbers, by the billions. While the globalists, they can ride it out in their underground bunkers, even for a year if they have to, you know, while most of the fallout settles. And then when they resurface onto the Earth, you know, guess what? They no longer have all these humans to deal with. Then they can roll out the robots and they can live in their utopia. At least that's the way they see it, because they're psychopaths. Insane people. So this has everything to do with the rise of robotic automation. Without this AI technology and the mass production of robots, they wouldn't be wanting this nuclear war. But now, because of the rise of the robots, they need a convenient way to eliminate billions of people. And this is their plan. All right? So will they succeed at this plan? It seems highly probable that they will set off nukes, even if they have to do it themselves, even if they have to nuke a U.S. city and blame it on Putin. I mean, how are we going to know the difference? Or maybe they'll nuke the U.S. embassy in Kiev, which is what Jeffrey Prather was suggesting might happen, and then blame that on Russia. Oh, we have to go to war. Or they'll carry out some other false flag. You know, maybe they'll blow up the White House and say, Russia did it. And then we have to wage war on Russia. And hey, Russia can blow up the White House with the Oreshnik missile system, by the way. You know, it's like lightning bolts out of the sky. Kaboom, there goes your White House. There goes your naval base. There goes your underground bunker. So Russia does have a lot of capabilities to do that now. And the West is aware of those capabilities, but that's only causing the West to sort of panic and accelerate their own timeline of how quickly they need to nuke Russia. So this is what we're caught in, is this globalist agenda of massive depopulation combined with military-industrial complex lunatics, combined with these warmongers, and all these criminals and fraudsters who want to cover their tracks. That's what is leading us to this very dangerous moment in history where nuclear war seems incredibly likely. And I don't think Russia wants a nuclear war. In fact, I'm certain they don't. I don't think Russia wants to escalate. But at some point, the provocations will force Russia to retaliate. I mean, if the West says, well, we're just going to give Ukraine nuclear weapons, Russia can't just sit there and do nothing and say, oh, well, I guess we'll just let Ukraine nuke us because we don't want to start World War III. No, that's not what's going to happen. Russia would say, no, we're going to interdict that in every way possible, including maybe using thermobaric warheads or maybe using nukes if they have to. Maybe they'll nuke NATO military bases in Romania. But eventually Russia will be forced into a very strong retaliation, and they won't be able to just say no, even if they have a lot of discipline. And that's what the West is counting on. And that's why the UK and France have recently announced that they're going to send troops to Ukraine. I don't know how many troops they have. Not a lot, maybe a couple hundred thousand maximum, and they're not good troops. Germany has said they're going to allow that entire country to be used to corral troops from the west to the east, like a conduit of troops. The United States is just threatening in every way they can. But I don't even know what the U.S. can provide Ukraine at this point. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to send them? You've already sent everything. You've sent every weapon you have. You've sent now the attack of his missiles. I mean, what else are you going to send them other than nukes? And that's not going to work because Russia will stop that. Well, what are you going to send Ukraine? Are you going to deploy U.S. troops in Ukraine? Yeah, how's that going to go over with the American people when dead Americans start coming back in flag-draped coffins, huh? Yeah, you talk about building an anti-war movement. There you go. So I don't know if the West is going to succeed at their goal. I just know that they're insane sociopathic, arrogant, and delusional leaders of these Western nations like the UK and France and the US and Germany and so on. They're delusional. They think they can defeat Russia in a land war, and they can't. As I said in my broadcast, Russia can use these Oreshnik missile systems to just take out every U.S. aircraft carrier. Every U.S. naval battle group can be done, just gone, in 20 minutes. And that's, China can do that too, using nuclear weapons. Russia can do it using non-nuclear weapons. Plus, Russia has hypersonic Kinzhal missiles that have various warheads that can be affixed. So the U.S. Navy will be gone. And then when the U.S. Navy's gone, what happens to Israel? Oh, Israel's gone. Israel will be completely overrun. I'm not sure that Israel realizes that the U.S. is sacrificing Israel to try to start this war with Russia, because if a nuclear exchange with Russia actually gets underway, Israel's toast, by the way. Won't last long. And the UK won't last long. I mean, all the capital cities gone. Russia will nuke them. London, Paris, Berlin, you know, military bases in Poland, in Romania. I don't know what will happen to, you know, Hungary and some of these other European nations. I don't know what's going to happen to them, but it's not going to be pretty. So we better apply a lot of pressure for peace, but also prepare for this war, because this is what the Western leaders want. So I'm going to keep covering this as we can. I'm going to keep encouraging everybody to get prepared. Some of the things that you can do, you know, backup communications, obviously a satellite phone. Our sponsor is the Satellite Phone Store. They provide backup communications that work anywhere on the planet. SAT123.com. If you want to get a satellite phone, they make them affordable. If you want to get a bivy stick, if you want to get a solar generator, they also have the new escape zone bags that have the Faraday components in them, so you can protect your privacy. All your electronic devices can be protected in those Faraday bags. They have backpacks and purses and everything. SAT123.com, or you can find the escape zone bags at healthrangerstore.com/escape. And if you need backup food supplies, obviously healthrangerstore.com. If you need other supplies, check out rangerdeals.com. We've got various providers there of gold and silver, chlorine dioxide, firearms, ballistic vests, high quality holsters, I mean, like the best holsters I've ever found, from 1791 gun leather. We've got, did I mention? Yeah. Oh, ivermectin for pets, de-googled phones, you know, for your privacy, all kinds of things there. Rangerdeals.com. The bottom line is pray for peace. Let's pressure our politicians for peace, but prepare for war, prepare for nuclear war, because that's really what the Western leaders are trying to do. Not Trump, but the other ones. Yeah, they want nuclear war, and the globalists do as well. So get prepared in every way that you can and stay informed. You can follow my podcast at brighteon.com and also naturalnews.com for my articles, or you can follow my social media posts. I'm Health Ranger on X, Health Ranger on brighteon.social, Real Health Ranger on Telegram, Health Ranger at brighteon.io, which is the same as bastion.com. Follow my social media posts, stay informed. I think you'll be glad that you did. And thank you for listening. God bless us all. Pray for peace. Take care. Now through December 2nd at the Health Ranger store, we have all of our silver-based products on sale, 15% off automatically in the shopping cart when you purchase them at healthrangerstore.com. Let me show you what we have. We've got the silver gel. This is the first aid gel in the squeeze tubes there. Everybody loves this. It's got 8 different essential oils in it. I formulated this myself. It's got 1,000 uses around the home or ranch, or even I've donated this to first responders and guys that run on the border to try to protect our border in Texas. They use that gel. We've got silver-based deodorant, which has different forms of magnesium in it as well. It's not an aluminum formula. We don't use aluminum in our deodorants. It's silver and baking soda and magnesium. It's very natural. People love that deodorant. And we don't add, of course, any artificial fragrance or synthetic fragrance chemicals to anything. We just don't use that across any of our products, period. We've also got the Silver Breath Spray there, which is a sprayable version that is great for getting silver, you know, into your mouth, and for lots of different reasons that can be supportive of your overall health. Sometimes I have to search for the right words to tell you what these products can do, you know, because of all kinds of restrictions on freedom of speech. But we have Castile liquid soap there, which has silver infused in it as well. So that's a special soap formulation, completely unscented, that has these extra special properties of colloidal silver. And then on top of that, we have colloidal silver mouthwash and gargle there on the left side of your screen. And right now, I think that's the only flavor we have in stock. Normally, we have other flavors. They are coming back into stock over time. But that's what we have available right now. And it is mixed with all kinds of oral health herbs. In fact, I want to show you this, what's in that product, because it's so really impressive. It's got iodine and zinc in it. And in addition, here are some of the ingredients. Well, here's what's not in it. No fluoride, no aspartame, no alcohol. But it has xylitol, which is anti-cavity by itself. Zinc, it's got myrrh, a biblical herb that's great for gum health. It's got black walnut hulls. Stevia for a little bit of sweetener. Prickly ash bark, also excellent for oral health. Peppermint oil, clove oil, tea tree oil, menthol, and iodine. This makes it an amazing mouthwash. There's just nothing else in the marketplace that is like this. And, you know, nothing synthetic. It's not all sugared up. It's got really strong functional herbs in it. You don't even need a lot of this. Take a small amount, swish it around. You can even add a little bit of water to it to dilute it and just swish it around. Your gum health, you will notice a difference within just a couple of weeks, if not sooner. But this is available 15% off, which is a rare discount. We normally don't have that kind of discount on any of these products. But we're offering this right now to say happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for all your support. These discounts on all these silver products, show my desk again. This discount applies to all these products automatically in your shopping cart. And this is good through midnight, December 2nd. So thank you for your support. Stock up on these while we can. Happy Thanksgiving. And we appreciate everything that you do to help keep us online and in business. HealthRangerStore.com is the website. And every sale helps support our platforms such as Brighteon and Natural News and Brighteon.io, Brighteon.ai, etc. So thank you for all your support. God bless you all, and God bless America.